Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Can't record me, Jay. All these things have just become part of life, so it's easy to like not even recognize them as a significant invention, right?
Right.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I did think this was a little more difficult.
It's more abstract, I think.
It is. And also, I don't remember what our time frame was on it, 20th century, 21st century.
You said modern.
Okay.
But I think you can kind of go, you could take that however you want, even.
The battle axe. That is
the wheel.
Spoiler alert.
The tunic.
Yes, Caleb, because you're right, which not everybody knows, but the tunic is, of course, the predecessor to the sundress, which is the best invention known to mankind.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Mazel tov. Is that a what are you drinking, Caleb?
Long Road.
Is it the gin?
No, this is a strawberry lemonade.
Is it good?
It's very good.
I was gonna buy one tonight and I didn't. I went with Black Rocks instead, but
I am not a gin drinker. My wife is, and they have a gin fizz or something that she likes.
Rosemary gin fizz or something.
Yeah. I can't remember the exact name of it, but she's had it and likes it. So
yeah.
No, this is very good. If you nice easy summer drink.
Mm-hmm.
I've already had my alcohol.
Yeah. Proud of you.
That's where I was when you texted.
Proud of you.
Choking down a Kentucky Mule.
Yeah, you were.
This afternoon I was pumping 10 and a half inches of water out of my freaking basement.
What? No way.
You got that much rain?
That rain that went through, we got some hard rain for like the whole day.
That's crazy.
Damn. Was it just coming up through the floor or like through the walls?
Yep, through the floor.
God damn, that sucks.
And yeah, I checked it in the morning before I went to work and there was maybe a couple wet spots, but I was like, no problem. I've got a sensor down there that'll warn me. It didn't warn me. I came home and my neighbor's like, hey, you got any water in your basement? And I'm like, I haven't been notified that I have any water in my basement. He's like, we got a couple. I can't remember how much he said, but he said, we got some water in our basement. I'm like, well, I guess I got to go check. And sure enough, I go down there, it's freaking 10 and a half inches of water.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It was sucky. So
do you have a sub pump down there or
no?
Did you have to pump it out?
I'm gonna have one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just an old basement. So I had to put a sump pump like a submersible pump down in there.
Right.
With two of them actually with a couple hoses and let it run all day and got it down to within a few inches and then I just used a shop vac. Sat it up on top of the slop sink down there and every time it filled up I just drained it. I did that probably 20 times.
God. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, so I earned my drinks tonight.
Yeah, you did. We hardly got any renown. I don't know about you, Caleb.
Not as much as I thought we were gonna get. They were talking about getting a bunch, but it wasn't anything crazy.
No, I agree.
Normal rain.
Yeah, we definitely got a lot here.
It also didn't rain. It only rained in the morning, really. And it was done by mid-afternoon.
Oh,
Yeah. Mid after
it
late
started
afternoon.
raining here at like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and it rained hard all night. But none of it had soaked in yet, and then it rained literally all day long until probably only like 1 or 2 o'clock. It was kind of misting after that. But man, when it was raining hard and did pretty much all night and all morning.
That's
Is your
crazy.
basement unfinished, Jay? You thought about
And
doing that
so,
hydro lock that we had to do over at that crazy bitch's house?
yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna put a pit in.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just gonna run the sump right to my sink.
Hell yeah.
You're not supposed to do that, but they say you're not supposed to plummet into your sewer line. But if I just run a hose to my sink, that's fine, right?
Yeah. Who's gonna know?
No one will actually.
How are they gonna know?
I don't know why not. They'll just know when you sell the house. That's it. And it's inspected.
Yeah. And then they'll be like, hey, you shouldn't do that. Be like, oh, I didn't
Okay.
know.
Oops. It was like that when I bought it.
Yeah,
Oh, let me pull
it was like that when I did it.
it. Oh my God.
So yeah, we got modern inventions. You guys
Modern
were
inventions.
mentioning that this is a toughie. It's more abstract and yeah, I mean, and you probably don't necessarily hear people talk about this sort of thing as far as like ranking it, right?
Right. When I was
And
trying to think of things too that like haven't had like a super negative impact, you know what I mean?
Sure. Like Facebook.
Yeah, like my first
Yeah,
thought was like the internet, and I'm like, oh damn, man, I don't know about that.
it's got some
Then I
pros
was
and
like,
cons.
and I was like, TV. Oh wait, 24-hour cable news has destroyed the society we know. So maybe not. So.
Whose was this? Yours,
This was
Caleb?
mine. I picked
Chase?
this one.
Yep.
All right. Well, you get the honors, buddy.
Hold on, I'm moving a couple around.
How
I
dare
know
you? I just ranked mine. It was hard enough coming up with them, let alone ranking them.
Yeah, I always say when all of my lists are very loose. Because
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
if we went back and redid ones we've done, I'm sure my order would be different.
Sure.
Because there's always
Yep.
times that like you guys will bring up something I'm like, oh, totally forgot about that. Probably would have been in my list. So
That's exactly right.
okay, well, I'm ready to start. I'll start at my number five. Modern invention, number five for me. And this is kind of one that's kind of speculative at this point. Like, it's got the signs of being something really cool soon, but isn't quite there yet.
Ooh.
But it's smart glasses. For
Okay.
me, I bought a pair of Ray-Ban smart glasses, and they've got the cameras and they've got the ability to listen to music on it. But really, where I don't even know they realized they had done so well with it, but it's with the like the personal assistant stuff.
Okay.
Like the ability to talk to it like you would talk to Siri or Alexa or whatever. In fact, the new Ray-Ban, I don't even know what they're called, Ray-Ban Stories, they have this AI feature which is considered beta still on it. But just the time that I've used it has been it's been so easy. Like, I've even thought about taking out, because they're sunglasses, I've even thought about taking out the sunglass panels in them and just putting clear panels in it and just walking around with them, working, because it's so useful to have this computer essentially on your head and you don't have to pull your phone out for anything. And the more time that I can keep my phone in my pocket, the more productive I am at work. So That's my number five, smart sunglasses or smart glasses in
Does it have a display at all on it or just
general.
the camera? Okay.
No, but that's in fact, that's coming like very soon. And it's like, who's gonna do it soonest? And it's probably gonna be Meta along with Ray-Ban, because this is their second iteration of smart glasses. So they're saying that, really the next ones they come out with are gonna have some heads up display.
So do they only have them in sunglasses? They don't have them in glass form, like glasses form?
You can buy the frames. Yeah, you can buy them
Oh,
and
you can. Okay.
use them as prescription. In fact, there's a YouTuber that I follow that was one of the influencing people in me buying them was, he wears them just with prescription
All the time.
glasses on
Okay.
them. Yeah.
Got it.
So yeah, that's my number five.
Cool. Derek, why don't you go?
All right, so I have found an unintentional theme in my list of
Okay.
all of them. While they are really impressive things, it's what they've led to or other things that have become possible because of it.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
my number five, LEDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just everything. I mean, like the camera on your phone,
Yeah.
I can remember being a kid. My dad had a big ass Maglite in his truck. Like we never went anywhere without it. And
Yeah.
now it's like, yeah, cool, Dad.
How's your bulb? Have you had to
Yeah.
change your bulb out lately?
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, there's just so much stuff that LEDs have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To TVs and, I was at a Disney World drone show, and they do these LED shows with Disney
Yeah.
characters, and it's all LEDs. It's just like, it's
Yeah.
amazing what they can do because they take such little power.
Yep. Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
That's a good one, Derek.
Thank you.
All right. I'm noticing mine are a lot older than yours, so that's fine. Because my number five is the record player.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people still use a record player now, and I think it's a great invention, one that changed the world, one that put music in every household, and
Yeah.
yeah, I just think it's had a huge impact. And
I
like I said,
mean,
people still use them to this day.
yeah, I
So,
mean, it's technically a phonograph, and phonograph was the first time people were able
yeah.
to record voice, record anything, record any sort of audio. Yeah. Yeah, I briefly thought about that one. But because I love me some records, but yeah, good one. I like it.
What
All
about
right.
Coke? You're up, boo.
You like my miniature Coke Zero?
Here, I thought you just
It
had enormous hands.
makes my hand look larger.
Got them Shaq hands. Yeah.
All right, my number four is kind of related to my number five, but it's personal assistance. Whether it be on your phone or in a speaker at your house or whatever. It's not that I have a bad memory, but I forget things easily. And so I basically have Siri remind me to do things or do things for me probably at least half a dozen times a day. Yeah, she's thinking I'm
Right,
requesting
she's
her right now.
I was waiting for it to hear.
Yeah. It's just a nice convenience for someone, and it's not that I'm too busy or anything like that, but it just helps me get more things done when I don't have to stop and write something down or stop and put something in my calendar, and I can just go along my day. Hi, Bert. If I can just quickly tell the phone to do something, then I can just go along with my day and move on to the next thing. It's just way more productive. So that's my number four, personal assistance.
No, it's interesting you bring that up. I have found Siri to be nothing but a pain in my ass lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to me, it's like she got it, they, it got so dumb. Like, I will yell at my fucking phone, like, "Hey Siri," and it won't do anything. And then I'm talking, and it goes, "I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for that right now. Like, thanks a lot. You're useless as tits on a chicken." Like, I don't know.
So I
Have
think
you
it's
tried to be
because when you
nicer to
train
her?
it, you're talking nicely to it.
Yeah.
And when you're yelling at it, it's like, who is this person? This is clearly
Oh.
not my owner.
It needs to know.
Yeah.
It needs to know.
I just
All right.
haven't taken full advantage of it for me. That's the thing. Like, I think it's a great
Yeah.
tool. I just don't use it in my day-to-day life, even though I probably should.
I don't that much either. I don't know. Sometimes, like, some of the things that I'm like, "Oh, it'd be really nice if she would do this." It'll be like, "I'm sorry, you must unlock your iPhone first." I'm like, "What the fuck is your point?"
If I can unlock
And
it,
to
I might as well do
deposit
it.
$1,500 into your savings account. That's just not possible, Derek.
I know. Is that a lot of money? Wouldn't even put that in my bank account.
Gotta spend it.
That's right. That's right. All right. My number four is GPS.
Okay.
This
Yeah.
being from a
I missed this one.
Throwback to my premiere episode when we were talking about traveling, the trip that we took with my family to Florida, the one and only long road trip. I can remember we had a friend who was a AAA member, and they printed us out a
A map.
map book. Yeah, and I can remember, "Oh, we're about to flip the page in the book," you know, and
Huh.
now. And now it's the age of GPS.
Yeah.
You're n never lost again, you know?
Yeah, I totally missed this one. This is a big
Yeah.
one. You know, I even normally when I'm just driving in the car, I just have GPS on. I'm not even navigating anywhere. I mean, it's just
Sure.
checking traffic, looking for cops, you know, road
Yep.
hazards. Yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yep.
I
Cool.
remember delivering pizza before I had GPS, and we had a map in the back, and I would have to write down the streets that I needed to turn down on the little receipt that I had for the pizzas. So,
That's crazy.
GPS is a game changer for sure.
For the pizza delivery game.
I mean,
Yeah.
even just think about that. Like, you think about Amazon. Like, I had something delivered the other day, and I watched it come to my house on the map. Yeah, it's insane.
It's a good one.
It's a great one. Yeah, I didn't think about it either. I don't know how, but so my number four
Caleb,
is the
what you got?
camera.
The
The
camera.
camera.
Okay.
Yeah, I think is a huge invention that has changed with society, and it's evolved over time and continues to evolve. I think of going from even, digital cameras, what were cool for like 2 years, and now then they went to your phone. And so, yeah, I just think cameras are incredible. It's something I use all the time. Although
Take it
nobody
for
prints
granted.
pictures anymore, but
Yeah.
yeah,
But the
camera.
actual taking of the picture, yeah.
No, yeah. But like when you're younger, flipping through all your old photo albums from the camera and everything. So yeah,
Yeah.
the
I
camera's
have,
huge.
Lissy and I have decided that we need to be better about printing our pictures. The idea of like having a bunch of pictures laying around seems daunting and dumb to me. I hate the idea, but like I want to do just like photo books, just like have a service make me a book, you know?
I listen to a podcaster that does that basically every year. He just prints out a book. And it's broken up into, you know, vacations and big events and stuff like that. But for the most part, every year just has a book. And that way, yeah, obviously you keep things on the cloud and you print out some stuff and you have things stored on your computer and that kind of thing. But like, it's just another, you know, redundancy of the memories that, you know, if something were to happen, at least you'd have
But it's
a
also just so much more accessible.
yeah.
Like,
Yeah,
that's the cool thing
exactly.
about old pictures, you know? Like, and anybody at your house could pick up a book and look at it. Yeah.
I should do that. 'Cause yeah, that's the thing. Like now that they're on your phone, like they're on my phone, but nobody else really gets to see them,
Right.
you know?
Right.
Like
Right.
Reese likes to sit over my shoulder and we'll flip through some photos and stuff like that from my memories or whatever. But other than that, yeah, they just kind of sit on the cloud. So
Well, if
right.
you
I can't
organize
let
them,
people
go ahead.
if I was just gonna say, if you organize them correctly, you can flip open your Apple TV app and that you got all your albums on there
Sure.
and you can show people.
I can't let people look at my pictures. Just
Too many questionable ones.
too much dong.
Way too much. And just random ones too, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're not mine,
Who
they're other
yeah,
people's.
whose is that?
It's a little fun game we like to play. Whose dong is that?
Jeez. You could print those out and put it as a book on your coffee table.
100%. Just a nice coffee table book.
Instead of like,
And just
where's
put
Waldo?
yeah,
Who's
just put
dong?
a and put a line underneath it and when someone recognizes it and they can fill it out.
That's right. I think we're sitting on a gold mine here, guys.
Yeah. I don't know about a gold mine, but we're sitting on something.
We're sitting on Whose turn is it? My God.
Pictures,
It's
photos.
Jay's. It's
It's
Jay's.
mine. So number
Okay.
three. My number three is CarPlay. It's so silly, but it's so true. Like I spend a lot of time in my vehicle. I spend a lot of time
Amen.
in vehicles in general. Like when we get rental cars, it has to have CarPlay. If I'm looking for a new vehicle, it's got to have CarPlay in it. And it's just because when I'm in my vehicle, I'm listening to music or podcasts or talking to people on the phone, sending and receiving text messages that you can do, over audio. It's just something that is so ingrained into my workflow throughout just any given day, whether I'm working or I'm not working. It's an invention that it didn't seem like that big of a deal when it first came out, but like now, the way, I mean, apparently I'm just addicted to Apple products or just technology in general. But like I was saying before with personal assistance is just that the ability to just when something comes up to just deal with it and move on to the next thing. This, Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, it's very similar on Androids. Just the ability to use your phone but not have to touch it in your vehicle, but all everything is accessible to you. So that's
Yep,
my
that's a good
number
one.
three. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I was gonna say mine is close to yours, Jay, but it's really not. It's in a different vein. Mine was streaming media.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it's the yeah, Netflix is great, Hulu is great, but like Connor, my brother-in-law, just graduated high school this year, and I couldn't go to the graduation ceremony because I was home with Avett, and I
Sure.
watched it live,
Yeah.
you
Yep.
know?
Yep.
And when you think about that, like my sister's out in South Dakota. I don't know if you would consider it streaming, doing FaceTime, but it's like right in
Same
that
idea.
vein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the ability to do it.
For sure.
Yeah, that is something that I mean, before streaming, it was physical media, DVDs and even like cable television, like it's really replaced a lot of things in our lives that kind of had a different interpretation before, but it's simplified so much. And yeah, you can't live without it now.
I feel like it's made us really impatient though. Like we want it
I would
now,
agree
you know
with
what I
that.
mean? Like the idea of like having to like wait a week for a new episode
Or
is like,
wait to go
what?
see a movie in the theater,
Sure.
like which we still do for big movies, but like that was the only way to see movies before. And then you'd have to
Yeah.
wait a couple years for it to come out on VHS, but it wasn't the same to see it on your tiny little television.
Do you know,
It
I
was
heard
a
a really interesting thing, going back to what Caleb said about like not wanting to include things that like ended up kind of sucking as a whole. I was listening to Armchair Expert, and he's brought it up a number of times where he said like it used to be like there was two stations or three stations, and we were all watching the same thing, right? Like when you went to work, everyone had
You'd
watched
talk about it.
whatever show, and like there was a unity there. And now, like, is it possible that like I don't know, like we're just
Everyone
not
is,
talk right?
well, everyone is too different now. Everything is such an a la carte thing now that, yeah, I can just
Yes.
go home and watch baseball, and you can go home and watch, hunting on television, and like,
Right.
or just on YouTube in general. Like, you don't even have to be watching television. You could just be streaming whatever you want on the internet. And yeah, and then you have that is an interesting concept, because that was what always kind of brought us together, at break time or whatever at work, is, you'd talk about what was on TV the night before, but now everyone just watches everything out, watches something else. But also, there's all, then you have the
The pop.
conversation about the show that you loved, and you talk your friend into watching it, and then you talk about it. But
That's so
you're onto
interesting.
something though, Derek.
Oh.
That's for
Well, but
sure.
I think the positive side of that though is I think it's given space for a lot of people to share their stories and to be able to create new and different
Yeah,
things.
it's not
Whereas
just
if
a
you only
few
had three
select
people
people.
making,
Yeah,
exactly, yeah, you have
the
a lot more
media.
variety.
That's only certain people's point of views, and it's not representative of everybody's creativity.
I think
Yeah.
that's the
Yeah.
positive side of it for
Yeah.
sure. So.
100%. Which is weird. Like we, of course, we got rid of cable when we bought our first house, and we're like, oh, fuck it. Like, why would we? We'll
Yeah.
just do Netflix. But
Yeah.
like now we're damn near to the point where I'm like, I don't really need Netflix anymore either. Like, I'd rather just watch YouTube because like the creators on YouTube, like the
You
ones that
name it.
rise to the top,
Yeah.
you know, they're
Sure.
incredible. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy because Netflix kind of started that whole streaming thing, but I feel like now there's, I never opened Netflix. I never watch things on Netflix really anymore. It was like the site that I watch and went to all the time, but now it's like there's so much
Yeah.
other stuff. I don't hardly ever use Netflix.
The only reason I do is to watch The Office. That's it. Oh, see, I use Peacock. Yeah. I hate Peacock. I don't know why.
Probably because its name is Peacock.
Maybe.
No,
Also, there's a
it's
hierarchy for me of streaming services. Hulu
the
sucks my
app is
dick.
not that good.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Their interface is terrible, but it's the one I use the most because it has most of the stuff that I want on it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I wish they designed it better, but at this point
Yeah.
there's nothing I can do about it. So
That's how I feel. One, I feel that way about Peacock. I feel that way about Hulu. It's fucking miserable.
yeah.
Like their algorithm is just terrible. Like I'll be watching X show. Like let's just say I'm watching The Office and I'm clearly binging it, and then all of a sudden it'll start playing Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you doing? What are you
Same
doing?
dystopian future, right? Rowing
Right,
the
yeah.
same lines.
Yeah.
Funny.
Okay, my turn. So I have
Number three.
airplanes.
Airplane.
Airplanes
Yeah.
is number three. Just the idea of being able to literally fly around the world in what, 24
Fractions of the
hours?
time.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yep. Yeah. You know, to be able to visit people quickly that live hundreds of thousands of miles away. I just, even though I still get a little anxious on airplanes, I love being able to fly. I love being able to move. It's probably just because I didn't fly until I was 19, so I guess I just am late to the game. But yeah, I just think airplanes have changed the way we interact
It's
as
an
humans.
interesting thing, like when flying commercially was like first invented, it was such a It was such an event to go. People would dress
Yeah.
up to go. It was,
Right.
something you'd do maybe once a year, or once if that, if maybe once every 10 years for some people. But now it's such a thing with, people just traveling for work, and it's so informal now. But like, because when I was a kid, I'm sure, like you said, you didn't fly until you're older, but like for me, when I was a kid, it was still kind of like a big deal to fly.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I still have the mentality that that's a big deal, but I wonder for like the generations, like Vivian's and your guys' kids' generation, if it's gonna have that mentality anymore, because it's such an informal thing now.
Yeah. Elliot loves to fly.
Does she?
Oh, she
Yeah.
loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's not going to be the same for them because it's so much cheaper and more affordable and more easily available. I mean,
Yeah. You're not
like I
treated that
said,
well anymore.
right? Treated like dog shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, you think about vacations and all the things that we like to do are almost impossible to do without flying. Obviously, if your trip involves camping or, sightseeing, going to
Sure.
national parks, then it's not as important. But to be able to go great distances and see people or things that you want to see that are far away, it's impossible to do without airplanes. Yep. Like it. So that was your number three? Okay. All right. My number two, it's kind of a funny one. It's very niche, but it's something that I've had gotten into. I'm trying to think when I've got my first one. I think it was when we moved to Chelsea. Our house, when we had like went through the open house for it, the house had these in it, and I had known about them, but I had never like witnessed how cool they were until I walked through this house.
Can I pause you? Can I guess? Smart light bulbs?
No, but that is a good one.
Ooh.
I think I missed that one. That probably would have been on my number.
Vibrators? No.
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 Close.
Shoot.
Sonos audio equipment.
Yeah, that's the shit.
Just the ability to have a speaker in any room of your house, wireless. Have it out in your garage. Have it as a sound bar on any given TV in your house, and have the ability to play music or TV audio or whatever you want off of your phone or any other device that does AirPlay or Bluetooth. Just the ability to play whatever you need to throughout your house, is just such a cool thing. And the moment I got two speakers, it was just like, okay, I need to buy another one now because I need one over here. And now I have a speaker that hooks up to my record player. So when I play a record, I can play a record in my dining room and have it playing out in the garage. It's just such a
It's
cool
incredible.
thing to think like we can do that. So yeah, that's my number two, Sonos audio equipment. They're not the only people, but they definitely are the best at making it the most turnkey experience and flawless experience. Like if you told me that Apple owned Sonos, I would believe you. Like it's just such a well crafted piece of technology. In fact, I think they do it better than Apple does, because you think about the HomePod and all that kind of stuff. It's good, like it's good sound quality, but the software does not work anywhere near as good as Sonos. So yeah, it's just like almost 100% reliability. It's crazy how well it works.
So we have Bose speakers.
Yeah.
And like again, sound quality, fantastic. But the connectivity of it is fucking miserable.
Oh yeah.
They're tough, but like the speakers are just so great. Like I suffer through it, but like I have to reset that damn thing so much.
Yeah, I mean, really, the only times I have issues with connectivity is literally if there's a network issue and I have to reset my router. It's never the Sonos's problem. It's crazy. So, anyway, that's my number two.
Nice.
My number two is Wi-Fi, just in general.
Yeah.
I miss the dial-up sound though, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh my
Yeah.
goodness.
I am trying to remember if I can remember the first time I connected to Wi-Fi. It was probably at church, would be my guess.
Yeah, some sort of public place like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
And
know. That's a
just
good
being
question.
floored, like, oh,
I
the internet is in the
am on the World Wide
air.
Web now.
And you can still answer the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where I
I
would
know,
have first
I
gone
have
on
no idea.
Wi-Fi.
I
It
couldn't remember.
probably involves Brett Fitzgerald. Like he was always the
Sure.
tech savvy person in our group of friends, and he seemed to always have things first when it came to that stuff. So it's probably at his house.
Makes good sense.
Yeah. I was going to say probably school would be my guess,
Yeah,
but I
school.
don't know. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Cool. That's a good one.
My number three,
Two.
number two.
number three, number two is the iPod.
Yeah.
It just for me, I going from a CD player changer in your car to having all of my music on a small little device that I could connect to anything and everything, just changed the game for me. Music is and always been a huge part. So having an iPod, I remember the first time I got the one with the rotary
The
dial and
wheel.
everything.
Yep.
I loved that thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I just think it's, and I mean, I think so much has evolved off of the iPod.
Well,
You
the
know, I think that was kind of the
iPhone.
right. That's what I'm saying. I think so much has
Yeah.
evolved from that, but I just think the iPod, I don't know. I just think it was definitely a huge game changer when it comes to technology and music and all that. So,
So fun
definitely.
thing, I was driving my work truck the other day. City issued work truck, and I opened up the glove box and I found a fucking iPod Nano, like the original ones. You know, they're at least 5/8 of an inch thick. And it had like the rotary on it still, and but it had the color screen and like
I was gonna
that's
try
cool.
to. My mom just brought when we were in New Orleans. My mom watched the kids, and she brought Jameson a really old iPod Nano, and I thought it was right here. I was gonna pull it out, but I guess not. So they're still around, lingering places. So.
I still have the like one of the last big hard drive ones. I think it was like 160 gigabytes. It was like the it was a iPod Classic with a video. It was a video, so you could watch
Yep.
videos
Yep.
on it. I remember
Still
we'd
the
go
dial, right?
camping. Yeah, still had the
Yeah.
dial. It was like the last time they did 160 gigs. They actually pared it down there for a while. But I remember we'd go camping and we'd watch like episodes of The Office on the iPod in our
On the little
tent.
two-inch screen.
What and we'd have like one headphone in one ear and one headphone in the other person's ear.
That's so funny.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. So that was your number two. All right. So we're to number one. My number one is related. And we're all wearing them right now. AirPods. When they first came out, I was skeptical, but they are amazing. They've changed my life. The ability to pop them in and take a phone call, listen to music or a podcast, or talk to Siri, like do all the things. And the noise canceling on the AirPods Pro, oh my
It's
goodness, it's
incredible.
amazing. Like, there's no need to bring anything else on an airplane or while I'm working with a jackhammer or mowing my lawn. Like, you protect your hearing. I mean, it's just, they're the perfect thing for anybody who ever needs to do anything with audio in your ears while doing anything loud. So yeah, that's my number one, AirPods.
They're my favorite when I mow.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mowing
Absolutely.
and airplanes, I agree. Mowing and
Yeah.
airplanes, those two things alone, they're worth it.
Yep.
Yeah, worth the pro. Well, truth be told, I bought mine. We went on a road trip with Keegan and Megan, and we shared a hotel room, and I'm very sensitive to snoring.
Sure, I am
And
too. For this too.
the first night we slept with them. We didn't sleep with them. I'm sorry. We shared a room with
You
them.
slept at the foot of the bed.
Keegan was snoring, and I was like, "Oh my God!"
I'm gonna
Like,
murder you.
that's how I get. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking stab you in your sleep. And we went out the next day. I told Liz, I said, "I don't care. I'm buying AirPod Pros today because otherwise, I won't sleep for the next 10 days." So.
Yep.
Changed my life, changed my road trip, and it changed my
It
life.
was a good road trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I was the same when we were flying back from New Orleans. Of course, American Airlines didn't have their Wi-Fi working, so
Yeah.
I had no way of watching anything or listening to anything because I
Yep.
needed Wi-Fi. But I was like, I'm still putting in my headphones because it
Yep.
still canceled the noise and it was at least more enjoyable and I didn't have to hear everyone's conversation around me or the baby crying three rows
Yeah.
back, you know, anything like that. So,
I've
yeah.
heard, speaking of airlines sucking dick, that they passed a new law.
They did.
Yeah.
Doesn't take
About what?
effect till next year, though. If
Yeah.
like your Wi-Fi's out or if any of that stuff, you can get a refund. The airlines
Oh.
have to offer you some sort of financial
Compensation
compensation. Yeah.
for whatever's promised.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And even if
Interesting.
it's the flight's canceled, like for whatever
Canceled,
reason.
even delayed. I think it's delayed
Yeah.
up to 3 hours or something like that.
Yep.
So, but I don't think it takes effect till 2025, I
I
believe.
think you're right, Caleb. Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's all these certain things that if they don't provide it or it doesn't follow through, then you can get compensated.
Which you would think would be common sense, but
Yeah.
airlines suck.
They do. All right, my number one, brought to you by Progressive. Big shout out to Progressive. We haven't had any sponsors on this show today, guys.
No,
The
we don't need
hell?
them. Besides
Yeah,
Apple, of course.
besides Apple
Right.
and Ray-Ban, big shout out to Ray-Ban.
Thanks for letting me buy your glasses.
That's right.
If you want to send us all a pair, we'll take them.
Go to
Ow, I just got
raybandcom/
bit by
high
a cat.
five podcast. My number one is Bluetooth, just in general. And again, it's the everything else that it has led to. Like I think of like medical devices. I have a friend who's a type 1 diabetic, and like she's got like this little, monitor on her arm, and it connects to her phone. Like
That's
it's
cool.
changed her life, like
Yeah.
dramatically changed her life. And there's so much of that. It's absolutely incredible.
For sure. You're obviously the headphones,
Yeah,
Bluetooth.
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. My number one. It's a little lame, but
Drum roll, please.
it's something I use every day, constantly. I live in it, I work in it, and that's the
Air?
car.
Oh.
The
Yeah.
car, the automobile.
Yep. The automobile. Thanks,
Just
Henry Ford.
changed. Yep, just changed everything. Again, it's that transportation getting from place to place. I don't know. I guess I put it on there because I, like I said, I live in my car, so it's a huge part of my life. So.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yep. I was just at his house last week.
Henry's,
Henry's
you're at my
house.
house? Oh, I was like, you were not at my house. Did you say hi to him?
Yeah, I played baseball in his yard.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jay. And that's okay.
I play vintage baseball, Derek, and I played at Greenfield Village, which is Henry Ford's neck of the woods.
Oh, no shit.
Yep. They have like
Vintage
a
baseball, huh? What are you guys using? Chunks of leather?
no gloves.
No
Have you
gloves.
seen the Conan O'Brien old timey baseball clip? It's from like
Before
the
you,
1995
before
or
I
something.
answer, do you hike up your pants and shit?
There are people that do. I don't. We
Sure.
just we wear navy blue slacks when
Sure.
we wear it.
Slacks, of
Mine are
course.
definitely stretch fit. Don't tell
Of
anybody.
obviously, they're
Don't tell
Lululemon. Who are you
anybody.
kidding?
Yep.
You're not rocking
That's
the old
fun.
Dickies,
No, hell no.
huh?
Yep, so we played at Greenfield Village and it's a big deal because they have like a an old like village there. And so then they have a field and there was probably, I would guess there was probably 200 or 300 people watching. And
Wow.
yeah. So Vivian dressed up in period accurate attire, and they took her picture and put her in the Detroit newspaper.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was fun.
That's super sweet.
But we lost. I'm still mad about
Bit of housekeeping,
it.
if I may.
You may. Yeah.
I'm having a baby next Wednesday.
Ooh.
So, probs I'm not going to record next Thursday.
That
A little
is
behind the
nice.
scenes.
That is acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Will you be available Friday?
Oh, feel free to move on without me if you guys want to
just
record
bring the
next.
baby
No.
along.
No, it's fine. I think
Just
I
bring the
still
baby
have a
along.
couple I need to edit, and obviously then I'll have this one now. So, no problem.
Okay.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
Do you know gender of baby?
It hasn't decided yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or I should say, do you know sex of baby?
We're having a little boy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Very
Well,
excited.
congrats.
Thank you.
It's exciting. Number
Thank
six,
you,
right?
thank
Is
you.
that right?
We're working to have our own baseball team.
It's the Catholic gene in you, right?
Oh, no.
Hey, we need to do honorable mentions. Do we need to do honorable mentions, or do
I
you
got
guys
a
not
couple.
have any?
The only one that I thought of during this was the lithium battery.
Oh, yeah.
But then you think about things that have probably also ruined the world, and it would be lithium batteries because it's produced off slave labor. But
Yeah. Yeah, and
oops.
strip mining and
Yeah.
my one of mine was the iPhone, which you could I actually put iPhone, iPod. But again, a lot of bad things and phone addiction and all that kind of stuff have come from it. So it's
Oh,
definitely made us more connected, but
I was gonna say both of ours are produced by slave labor.
well, that too. Yeah.
Caleb, what's your list of things that are produced by slave labor?
I don't think, I mean, I
My other
guess
one definitely is.
anything could be, right? For
Sure.
sure, but I felt, I don't think any of mine. Record player, probably not. Camera.
No.
I mean, maybe the iPod, probably the iPod.
Yeah, definitely the iPod. I
My
don't think
other honorable
car. Oh.
mention was the Nintendo Switch.
Ooh, sure.
Or just video games in general, yeah.
Yeah. But the Switch was, yeah, I guess video games in general, but the Switch was kind of cool because you could have
It's unique for sure.
your main gaming system in the palm of your hand, but then put it up on your TV when
Yeah.
you want to play it on your big TV. But yeah, video games probably would eclipse that in general for me too. So
I had microwave, because who doesn't use a microwave all the time? Air fryer. I love my air fryer.
Air fryer. Yeah, it's pretty indispensable in our house.
and then movies.
Yeah.
The moving picture.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's a
Cool.
good
That's it.
honorable mention.
Well, cool. That was a fun one. Who gets to
Yeah.
decide for next time?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
What was our last one?
So it was directed kids TV shows, then I did superpowers,
Okay, so it's
then this
Derek.
one. So I guess if we're going in order, then yeah, it'd be Derek.
I'm trying to look for the list. Oh, here we go. Episode ideas. Definitely not musicals. I'm not gay, so.
It's okay if you are, though.
We did children's TV shows. Oh, God. Okay, I'm not saying this is what I'm picking, but I want to throw it out. I just looked on the list and it was religion slash cults.
We've been talking about this one for a while.
We can do it.
I know.
We can do it.
Let's do it. Fuck it. Let's do it.
So how are we ranking them, or is that up to interpretation?
It's always up for interpretation.
Jay, what are you thinking? By like one and only true savior? Is
Or
that how
most
we're ranking it?
compelling, most addictive,
Ooh, most
you could,
manipulative?
However you want. Most hypocritical?
Oh, God damn.
I think you can list it however you want. I was thinking about like more on the long lines of like either impact, like personally or societally, or I don't know, or maybe ones you just know and have some affinity to.
Okay.
I
I
was
might go
definitely in the vein of
funniest.
darker. I was
There
thinking
you
really
go.
dark.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
I might go with like craziest. Just to keep myself out of
Craziest
trouble.
slash most interesting.
Yeah, like like Branch Davidian.
You
Like
know
the
I'm a
whole
Branch Davidian now, right? I
you
converted.
missed your window.
I know. They're all in heaven.
You got your Kool-Aid yet?
The
I
Kool-Aid
do.
drinkers, yep.
Yep. Yep,
Okay.
yep, yep. This is
All
going to
right.
be a good one.
It'll be a fun one.
Yeah.
Yep. There will be laughs.
Maybe
I
some tears.
I
And
expect you
hopefully.
all to give like the history, where it started, its origins,
Yeah.
how
Obviously.
many.
Stands to reason.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm definitely gonna have to do some research, but the research for this will be fun. So,
I already have
agreed.
my list in my head.
Oh yeah.
That was quick.
What's your number four?
I have a list of five. I gotta figure out the order yet.
Okay. I was just teasing.
I think Baha'i would probably be three, maybe.
Baha'i is pretty
Oh,
cool.
Baha'i is
Yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be higher, I'm not sure.
There's our two.
Baha'i. Yeah. Buddhism will be in there for sure. I'm sorry,
Okay.
Caleb. Did you just skate past the fact that I just said it's Baha'i?
No, I caught it, but I did just
Okay.
skate right past it. Yes, I did. Yep.
Rude.
Sorry. I chuckled on the
Yeah.
inside.
That
It
was gold. That was comedic
was
gold. Do you
gold.
understand?
I do.
A joke like that doesn't come every day.
Nope. I guess the joke was. I was going to say below me, but that
I
didn't quite work out.
it's a status thing.
That joke went up behind my over my head. I don't know. I'm done now. No more puns are coming.
You've gone to the well too many times, Caleb. Yeah.
That horse is dead.
That's right. Well, bye to you guys, and we'll see you on the next
Shalom.
episode.
Oh.
Shalom.
All right. Cool. Sounds good.
right. See y'all. Have a good night.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.